imam tvam adityttasva purim navamukim vibho mayopanitan hinana kama bhogam satam sama. Translation purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Lord, I have just arranged this city of nine gates for you so that you can have all kinds of sense gratification. You may live here for 100 years, for everything for your sense gratification will be supplied. Purport. Dharmartha kama mokshanam dara samprapti hetava. The wife is the cause of all kinds of success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately salvation. When one accepts a wife, it is to be understood that he is being helped in his progressive march towards liberation. In the beginning of life, a person is trained as a brahmachari and is then allowed to marry a suitable girl and become a householder. If one is thoroughly trained in household life, he finds all facilities for human life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Everything is there if it is executed according to regulative principles. Imam tvam adityttasva purim navamukim vibho mayopanitan hinana kama bhogam satam sama. My dear Lord, I have just arranged this city of nine gates for you so that you can have all kinds of sense gratification. You may live here for 100 years and everything for your sense gratification will be supplied. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Chinanjana Shalakaya Shakshri Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichitaya Manubhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svyam Rupakadam Yam Dadati Svapadantikam Pandiyam Shri Guru Shri Yudha Patakamlam Shri Guru Vashyavam Shashya Rupam Jagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sakana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jyatpate Guru Pesha Kopra Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sita Devi Pranamaya Hari Priye Vankha Kalpta Yubhisha Kripa Sinvaivisha Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswami Iti Namini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishis Sinyavadi Paskatai Desatarani. So we are in the middle of the story of Puranjan, that the story of the conditioned soul, but here in this verse suddenly we see a turn, a verse favorable to household life, that because all these facilities for sense gratification are supplied by the Supreme Lord. But if it is used in the proper way, then it will lead us, it will help us to make progress to liberation, to salvation. So in this age of Kali, it's described in the 12th canto that brahmacharya life will be very difficult. That to remain a brahmachari, brahmacharis will be unclean. Lord Chaitanya said about the sannyas ashram, he said that five things are forbidden in this age of Kali. And the first thing he mentioned is take sannyas. That, so the Shriyasta ashram is an ashram. Is ashram. Ashram means meant for making spiritual advancement. That is the meaning of ashram. And it is the best ashram for Kali Yuga. Everyone in Kali Yuga should take to the Kriyasta ashram after training in the Brahmacharya ashram, unless one remains Brahmachari or takes sannyas only for purposes of preaching and for nothing else. That so this it is mentioned in its first Srila Prabhupada used the word regulated Kriyasta life. Kriyasta life is an ashram with many rules and regulations, regulated principles. That when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he stayed 4 months at the place of the Kurma Brahmin. Kurma Brahmin, because it was rainy season. And the Kurma Brahmin became so attached to Lord Chaitanya. And then when Lord Chaitanya wanted to continue his traveling, Kurma Brahmana said to Lord Chaitanya, I became so attached to you, please let me go with you and travel with you. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay where you are and just chant Hare Krishna. And he referred to a verse of Lord Brahma, a verse of Lord Brahma, which Lord Brahma spoke after the bewildering pastime of when he took away the calves and the cowherd boys. That after that pastime, he prayed to the Supreme Lord, and he prays this verse: "Jane prayasam upadasya mam namanta eva jivanti sanmukaitam bhavadiya vartam stanestita shutriyatam tanuvanamanabir ye praisu chita chita pyaistrai stilakam." This is a formula by which one can conquer the Supreme Lord, by which one can develop love for the Supreme Lord and conquer him. And the first thing it is says stanestita, you remain in your position, you remain situated in your established social position, Srila Prabhupada translates it. Because we have been put in a certain situation by the Supreme Lord according to our past activities. This is called the law of karma, that we are the architect of our present situation. That in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Bhaktritve etor uchate purusham sukadukanam bhaktritve etor uchate. This verse says that the living entity is responsible for his happiness and distress according to his bhaktritve. It's because of his tendency to enjoy, his desires to enjoy, and they have developed in the past. And in this life, we are confronted with them. And Krishna puts us in a situation according to our karma. It's Krishna's law, the law of karma. So it's his will. We are put in a certain situation in this life, and we have to work from that situation. Stane stita, And what should we do? Shrutikatam Dhanavan Manamanabir. That's the positive thing, but Lord Brahma first says Hyanepaya Samupa Upadasyanamanta Heva. Throw away the process of speculative knowledge. Do not try to understand the Supreme Lord by one's own intelligence. That we can only understand the Supreme Lord by revelation. Revelation to the heart, revelation to the scriptures. Tasma shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavastiti. Tasma, therefore, tasma shastra pramanam. Shastra, the scriptures are praman. This is the proof. And we should accept the verdict of the scriptures. That here from the Bhagavatam, from the Bhagavad Gita, that and not by speculative knowledge. And then dedicates one's life to Shruti Gadam Tanavana Manabir, hearing about the Supreme Lord, hearing about his the Lord's activities, that and dedicate your life to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally, Lord Brahma said. You are the source. That Lord Krishna is a source of all transcendental knowledge. Although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So, Shastra life is based on that principle of hearing in the morning and in the evening about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna in the morning and the evening with the family, hearing from the scriptures, that because Gyastha life, ideal Gyastha life, is based, it's based on sacrificing the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses. It is said in Bhagavad Gita. And that these are the activities of householders. Means using all one's senses in the service of the Lord. That in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a chapter in which Narada Muni explains the ideal household life. That and in this chapters it is explained how the householder should use his all his senses in the service of the Supreme Lord. That these chapters, if you read that chapter, then one may wonder how can we practice this knowledge in this age. It's mentioned that the householder, he should cook and offer bhoga to the Supreme Lord, different preparations. Then he should go out and call three times, prasad is ready, please come. And every guest who comes is offered prasad. That, and then the householder, when everyone is satisfied, he can eat. That so in that the householder ashram is used to satisfy the other ashram, and to maintain the other ashrams, because without Gryastha ashram, there is no Brahmacharya ashram, there is no Sannyas ashram, there is no Vanaprastha ashram, because it is the Gryastha ashram that maintains everyone. Also, Gyastras, like the father of Srila Prabhupada, he was receiving saintly persons and offering prasad to saintly persons, receiving in their house. That's, of course, one can say, yes, we apply this, and the wife cooks, and the husband offers, and then he goes out in the middle of the city somewhere, and he calls out, prasad is ready, three times, like in India. But the point is that this may this externally may have been applicable many thousand years ago, and today is not very much practical. But the purpose of this, the idea behind, or the basic principle, is that in Grihastha Ashram one should develop the service attitude, because this is the basis of spiritual life, this service attitude, that, because that's what we are. We are servants, part and parcels of Krishna, servants of Krishna. And by practicing this, one brings really the knowledge of the scriptures in practice. 4 or 5 years ago, I was invited. I was in America in a house of a Grihastha couple, and the man just retired, and they have deities, Radha Govinda, in their house, and they had a full standard. The wife, she was cooking for the in the morning. She did a Mangala Aratik, and then there was a noon Aratik and an evening Aratik, and she did all the pujas. She was all the day busy with taking care of Krishna. The man, he was an engineer, and he told me the last 5 years of his career. He was an engineer, and he was in charge of a affiliate of a big company, and he was driving to his job. He arrived at the job, and he spoke 15 minutes with the secretary every day to see what's going on and instructed her what to do. And then he went behind his desk and he was reading the Bhagavatam the whole day. And then in the afternoon, 10-15 minutes, he spoke again with his secretary, and then he drove home. And he could do that for 5 years. And he got a big payment for it also, for reading the Bhagavatam. So Krishna makes arrangements for Grihasthas if they are really eager to read the Bhagavatam. But this Grihastha ashram is the best ashram, but it's a temporary ashram. That, like our body is temporary, it's quite indicated in this verse. You may live here for 100 years. For 100 years, we are living in this apartment, in this house of 9 gates. That's so poetically explained. So it's very temporary. But also the Grihastha ashram should be temporary. There should an end become an end. And I remember a class of Bhaktivedyapurna Maharaj, and he spoke in the class on the Vanaprastha order. And he said, Grihasthas, when they start their ashram, they should plan ahead, so that at the age of 50, they could retire, or taking less time for activities related to economic development, and sense gratification. That should be reduced. Shirada Gopinath ki. That means that one should plan that ahead, and see that one can put some savings aside. When one comes at the age of 50, that one can take together Vanaprastha. That Vanaprastha, normally, like is meant to travel together to holy places, like Vrindavan, like Mayapur. In Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada built a guest house for that, Krishna Balaram guest house, for that purpose. So this is something which is missing in our movement. It's not that everyone should take sannyas, but at least vanaprastha at a certain age. The Dharma Shastra says that from the moment one sees one's grandchildren, one should leave home and take vanaprastha. It's the standard in the scriptures. But during the time that one is in family life, during that life, it's a very active life. It's spiritual, really spiritual life, engaging the senses in the service of the Supreme Lord, and Grihasthas can organize this very nicely. That's for the child, every occasion, a birthday, samskaras, so many events that one can invite so many devotees to celebrate and chant together for that occasion and enjoy prasad together. It's not that spiritual life is without enjoyment, but it's done in a spiritual atmosphere. This is explained in the chapter dealing with the story of Svayambhuva Manu. Svayambhuva Manu, he organized his life that he was always enjoying in a spiritual atmosphere. He was a big emperor, and in the morning, when he woke up, that bards were singing the glories and the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. When he wake up, he was always absorbed in hearing. He was doing puja, they performed so many Krishna conscious dramas. So this is householder life means controlled sex life. Because this chapter on Puranjana mainly deals with sexuality. And sexuality is a very powerful energy. If we don't use it proper, it can work out very destructive. It's like nuclear energy. That if you misuse it, that was a concern of Arjuna at the end of the first chapter of the Gita. He's expressing there, he's afraid for Varnasankara, for degraded progeny, because if all the elders are killed, then the women will not be protected anymore, and they will mix their caste and degrade. And there will be a degrading progeny. But to understand that, one has to understand the importance of Varnashram. Because the Grihastha Ashram is an essential element of the Grihastha Ashram. So yesterday I went over time. So I will stop here and take questions or comments. Yes, Ramachandra. Well, thing is, the Varna Ashram, you have four progressive ashrams, and they are conducive for making more and more spiritual advancement. It's so designed by Krishna, he is the creator of that system. And you cannot enter household life without appropriate training. We need a very thorough training before entering it. I myself was in household life, not household ashram, but household life, and without training, and became a failure because I was not trained. I was not trained properly. One has the manners to understand the mind of a woman. It's different. Men and women are different. They are not equal. They are different. And men have to deal with women in a certain way. Yet he has to take the role of a man, that and understand what it means, that how the wife must feel protected the woman needs to feel this protection, and then she can function nicely. I'm not a good example myself about that, certainly not, because I've had different experience, because when I was married, my ex-wife, she couldn't cook. So burning some flesh maybe, but she couldn't cook, so I had to cook. I was the cook. She was not good in cleaning, I was cleaning. So I took the role of a woman, because she couldn't do it. She was a police inspector. So these were reverse roles, and that doesn't work. Doesn't work. It's not. Yeah, you have to learn these things, how to deal with it and to control your mind. Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj is very good in explaining all these things, the psychology of, and that's explained in the Vedic literature, how to deal with it. And then you can be successful in this ashram, Kriyastha ashram. Although in Kali Yuga, due to our karma, may be difficult, but anyway, always hope that. But then at a certain time, when one gets older, because Kriyastha life means economic development. They are taking care of the... I read in the Veda base yesterday that activities for Kriyastha, Srila Prabhupada said, should be agriculture, should be trade, commerce, to make money, and these things. It's a whole endeavor. You can dedicate less time to direct cultivating Krishna consciousness, unless you are on a very high level. And therefore, it's good the age of 50, then at least around that age to go to the Vanaprastha ashram and take more time to dedicate to direct spiritual life. Because Srila Prabhupada says from the age of 40, the old age starts, and it's a rotting process of the body. And I get health problems, and it's that rotting process that starts. And I said yesterday my brother died, and he's not much older than me. And he had problems at organs, and I have the same problems at the same organs. So I don't know how long I have. But you start to think about these things. So now it's time to cultivate spiritual consciousness and make spiritual advancement. Because time is not so... Every moment we are misusing is lost. Therefore, these ashrams are very important. But in our movement, we have a little problem that devotees do not get out of this Kriyastha ashram. It doesn't happen. And we have to work on these things. That would be good to make programs for vanaprastas in our movement. And some things, there is a committee, GBC committee, care of devotee, and they are doing wonderful things, but not so many things have to be done. I hope this helps. All right. Time is over. I was very happy to be again in Radhadesh, and see it's still, I've seen so many new faces, but it's a flourishing community, and that I'm always happy to be back here under the shelter of Shri Radha Gopinath and all his devotees here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.